Greetings and welcome to Astronomy at Hack. One of the things that I like to do in each of my introductory astronomy classes is to begin the class with the astronomy picture of the day from the NASA website, that is apod.nasa.gov/apod. And today's picture for August the 29th of 2014, well, it's titled The Wizard Nebula. And what do we see here? Well, much like yesterday, we see an open cluster of stars, kind of hard to see, embedded still in the gas and dust that has formed it. So when stars form out in space, you have a great cloud of gas and dust that will collapse down. It'll be very dark. You really will not see this bright glow that we see today. It'll be a very dark, dusty nebula, and it will collapse down and get denser and denser, and stars will form deep inside this dusty nebula, and that dust will hide it from our view, so we really can't see anything as this process is occurring. Now, as we look into this, we can see that there are some dusty areas still left in this nebula. You see some darker areas scattered around and some that kind of wind through the nebula itself. Those are areas where the dust is more concentrated, where there is more material, and where likely star formation is still going on. So while there is a small open cluster here, it is not yet done forming. There are more stars still in the process of forming in this nebula. Could we come back, and we looked last time, if we could come back in a couple million years, most of this material would then be pushed off and would be expelled outward into space, leaving us with just the small open cluster of stars. Now, in this case, we are looking at the light of three different elements. Typically, we talk about hydrogen here. In this case, we're looking at hydrogen, oxygen, and sulfur atoms, the hydrogen being the greenish color in this case, the oxygen being blue, and the sulfur being red. So they've been color-coded here to look where the different elements happen to be present in this nebula. Now, the other little trick here that the wizard has is that if you move the cursor over the image, as you're looking at this on the site, it will actually pull off all the stars, allowing you to look just at the nebula itself and being able to see much more detail here. The stars kind of distract you and draw your attention, but if you look at pull them away, you can actually see much more detail and how much fine detail we're actually able to see in this beautiful image of the Wizard Nebula. So another, another great area showing some star formation. Star-forming regions are some of the more beautiful areas of the universe that lend themselves very nicely to astrophotography, just because of the nebulae that occur during the process of star formation, a very brief portion of that. But while that exists, it's a very beautiful area and attracts lots of photographers to take images such as this and that of the Trifid Nebula that we saw yesterday. So that was our picture of the day for August the 29th of 2014. It was the Wizard Nebula. We'll be back again tomorrow for the next picture, previewed to be Astro Spelunking. So we'll see what that is about tomorrow. And until then, have a great day, everyone, and I will see you in class.